Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. John Main, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I look. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting out.
Slow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the law, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I look. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
but I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting out. I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I look. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
but I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting out. I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I look. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause I'ma ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Main can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it, did it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining, running like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining, running like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.
West Grid, welcome to The Cut on T14 Radio. Tuning in and streaming to you live every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Onyx, and I got with me the co-host and homie, Golden Fleece. Hey, what's good?
Hey. What's going on, girl? How you doing?
Welcome back. Welcome back from the cruise. I was
no
a little
doubt,
jealous.
No. much appreciated, man. You know, it was a... Definitely a well-needed vacation for the kids. Man, had a great time, you know what I'm saying, out there jet skiing and just seeing the beautiful blue waters. But back to the grind, you know what I'm saying? That don't last for a long time, you heard?
Yeah. No, I definitely said that last week when we did the Tupac tribute. I was like, he definitely deserves It's a well-deserved and needed vacation, so shout out to you. This is your first time checking in with us on Global 14 Radio. This is the only station via the brand Global14.com, which is the social networking site of Jermaine Dupri. So if you're not familiar with it by now, or you are and you just haven't peeped the site, make sure that you do that. And while you're there browsing, go ahead and create yourself an account so you can take full advantage of being a part of what we call the G-Force. Everything from news, exclusive music and blogs, Global 14 parties and events, there's a lot of networking tools and groups that you can interact with. All the other members, again, are on there, and it's just a dope site, so make sure you check that out. Also,
get on it if they're not already on it. Get on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Golden, I'll let you let them know how they could be featured and send because a lot of people have been sending us their material. So I'll let you let the people know how to be a part of that.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, it's just as simple as hitting us up, man. Hit us up on Twitter. You got Onyx at Onyx254. You can hit me up on Twitter at the Groove, THAGLUE. Or hit us up on Global 14, Onyx, mine is the Golden Fleece, and just send us your material. We each listen to it, you know what I'm saying? And we do have our shows where we play music and kind of, you know, just see what people feel about it, give an opinion, have people call in. You know, it's always a good tool to do that. I really like when we do those shows because, you know, we get to hear artists out there that's doing their things. And, you know, we get to talk about actual structure of songs, hooks, bridges, different things like that. So everything a musician should be into, you know, you shouldn't just be into the party and the fluffy lifestyle. You definitely want to get into the technical part of the music. You know what I'm saying? So I really like those times when we do that. Just hit us up, man. It's easy as that. Email us, DM us, you know what I'm saying? And when we do have those shows, we'll reply to you saying that we will be playing your song on the show tonight. Tune in, call in, so we can interact with each other.
Absolutely, no doubt. So definitely, like Gordon said, hit us up. I also want to give a shout-out to Desiree and Lonnie Bernard. Just don't know who Lonnie Bernard is personally. However, Desiree shared the link on her Facebook for the show tonight. We appreciate everybody that's been tuning in with us because the audience and the fan base golden. I know you can use fee as well. It's just growing tremendously, and we definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in and hitting this up. So shout-out to Lonnie Bernard. He definitely wanted to get a shout-out tonight, and he shared the link in the show for the tonight as well. So.
Yeah,
well,
most definitely, man. Mm-hmm. I've been getting hit up like crazy as well. People that I don't even think, you know, are listening to the show is listening to the show. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody listening to the show. And spread the word about the show. You know what I'm saying? Spread the word about the show. Because the show, you know, Onyx and I definitely want to make it interactive. You know what I'm saying? We want to know what y'all think out there. You know what I'm saying? We want to interact with anybody that has any topic of discussion that you think is pertinent to this music game, this entertainment realm, because it's so many people trying to get involved. So we put our minds together and speak on the subject, you know, we're going to find a way, we're going to make a way. So everybody that's listening, tell your friends, you know, if they're down with the music game, yo, tune in, man. Let's talk, let's vibe, you know what I'm saying? So it's a good time over here.
Absolutely, it most definitely is. This week, back like we never left, doesn't seem like too much has changed. I actually just want to throw some Billboard charts out for you. That's how we do it here every Wednesday night. Hot 100, Taylor Swift with We Are Never Ever Getting, haven't heard the joint yet. Radio, number one, Ellie Goulding with Lights. The pop charts, Flo Rida with Whistle. Number one R&B hip-hop song, Miguel with Adorn. Number one on the rap charts, No Lie, 2 Chainz featuring Drake. And actually, this time around, Trey Songz is rolling in with the number two spot on the number one R&B hip-hop album charts. 2 Chainz actually has the number one R&B hip-hop album in the nation right now. Based on a True Story is the title. So shout out to 2 Chainz for getting his number one. He does it oh so well. And we did have a few mixtapes, I think, this week. What'd you find, Golden? Is anything?
Yeah, yeah, we definitely had a few. We had Salute Me or Shoot Me For, Band from America. You know, that's Waka Flocka's new joint.
Mm-hmm.
We had Notorious Punishment, Volume 10, Coke Boys edition from the Coke Boys. You know, that's French Montana and his team. And we had a big one, man. This one actually got 1.2 million downloads on Dat Piff alone. So that's just on Dat Piff. But we had Detroit from Big Sean, and I heard this. I haven't heard it yet, but I've heard people saying that this joint is crazy. So
yeah.
I'll definitely be downloading this joint. Definitely be listening. I'm a Big Sean fan, so the accolades that he's getting right now and the reviews that he's getting, they say this joint crushes Dedication 4. So, you know, we'll see what that's all about. But definitely check all of those out.
Absolutely, and I'm definitely a Big Sean fan myself, and I can't wait for the opportunity where we can have him on the show, Gordon, because he seems like such a down-to-earth type of dude, appreciative of where he comes from and all of the, you know, where his work ethic has got him. So just from what I've heard around the industry, he's just a cool dude, so I like him a lot. Actually, since we're talking about Big Sean, let's take a quick break and play a track, Tyrese, featuring Big Sean, T.I. and Busta Rhymes with the Fireworks remix.
All right, Tyrese, let's get it one time.
Wait a minute, shout it.
What?
nigga really love it when you go and bounce your ass.
That's right.
Y'all already know the shit that I be doing when a nigga coming, then I go and do it to the street, and then I get up on the mic, and then I walk it, and I'm talking, and I'm swinging on a nigga when I get up on the beat. Mm-hmm. Where the fireworks bottles at? Hurry up. Go sit down while I brush shit up. Y'all don't want a problem when I come and kinda step in the party. Y'all niggas know I always fuck shit up. You can hear my person when I cut shit up. Always keep the heater cause I must grip up. No slouch, kill a nigga, no doubt. Like we in a coke house, everybody
well,
cut grip up.
So big, I make them other niggas wanna do it like this. Well, baby girl, we doing it so good. I keep on buying bottles if you keep on doing that. Go ahead and do it, do it.
Welcome back to G14 Radio The Cut. Tyrese, Big Sean, T.I., Busta Rhymes, Fireworks Remix, Quick Night Tonight. Actually, again, we're just going to go straight into the news. Golden Homie, what did you actually pull up this week of interest?
Ah, man. You know, I was on the boat for like 8 days running around those Eastern Caribbean islands. First of all, before I get into, you know, little things that I saw when I came back, I want to say a rest in peace to my homie Chameleon, you know, one of the local reggae artists around my way, you know what I'm saying? When I came back home, I found out he got shot and murdered, you know what I'm saying? So R.I.P. to him, man. He was on his way to doing some real dope things. Actually, Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, it was he had picked him up, and it was his artist. And I just had a meeting with this dude like last month. Came home, saw a news story with his picture on it. You know, some cat shot him and killed him. So shout out to Chameleon, man. He got a lot of positive music on the web and stuff, man. He was doing a lot of good stuff, man. But you know how it is out here, man. Shit could go either way. You know, other than that, I came home, you know, looked at the news, different things, and one thing was intriguing me was all the interviews people was doing, you know what I'm saying? And the 50 Cent thing, yeah, like, I'm such a fan of this dude, 50 Cent, but at the same time, I'm starting to feel like 50 Cent doesn't give a fuck about much at all, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's the type of guy that just is like, I don't give a fuck how it looks. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. So I look at the story, and I see him with his hand around Manny Pacquiao. And I'm like, okay. We already talked about how his best friends, Tony Yayo and Lloyd Banks, should be his best friends, but people run around saying Floyd Mayweather is his best friend. So now I see his hand on Manny Pacquiao, and I'm just like, I got to listen to this fucking interview, man. So the interview, I listened to 50 talking about how Floyd just got been different since he got out of jail, got a lot of yes men around him, and they were supposed to all start the company. I guess the three of them, Pacquiao, Mayweather, and 50, but now Floyd is not involved, so it's just Pacquiao and 50. And I'm just saying to myself, like, how does a nigga that is your best friend just dissolve, you know what I'm saying, that quickly out of the picture? And it's like your hand is around the guy that is like the fight of the century that they're waiting for. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't think that is anything wrong with all of them working together to make this fight work. That's into the interview, because you're not supposed to be Manny Pacquiao's enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's why I said, well, let me listen to the interview. And he was kind of saying some things that kind of was like, yeah, we still cool, but it ain't like it was. And I'm just like, what could happen?
I know.
Between, you know, a few weeks prior to now, to where it just all changes around. Hopefully those guys are still cool as shit, but it's like 50's making so many moves out here, man. I would hate to see that guy be the guy that's just in his own bubble because nobody around him is like Yeah. You know, they don't want to get close to them because they don't know what could happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, 1 week is this, 1 week is that. And keep in mind, nobody on the cut, Onyx or I, know the inner workings of what's going on with relationships and shit. Like, we just read in news and, you know, we look at the, you know, video. But then, you know, I see Tony Yayo tweet Free Young Buck.
Wow.
Like, okay, we know y'all got problems with Young Buck, but at the same time, nobody really want a nigga behind them walls. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But to tweet Free Young Buck just kind of shows you that niggas is now having minds of their own where at any given time they'll say some shit that's going against what they really said for a long time or what they really did.
Right.
It's kind of crazy. I just wanted to get your take on it and see what you thought about that. That's kind of crazy to me.
I understand completely where you're coming from with that. And, you know, myself being a huge 50 Cent fan as well, respecting him in business and music and all of that, I'm kind of wanting to see what's going on too. That is interesting and that Young Buck did that. I mean, that Tony Ayo did that because forever the campaign has not been for Young Buck or we're riding with Young Buck at all. It was actually some beef, so that's interesting to know that everybody is kind of dispersing it and going their own little route with it. I don't know. I don't even know what to say, but I definitely agree with you.
We'll see what happens. We'll keep an eye on it, see what happens.
Yeah, it's something to keep your eye on for real.
I haven't heard Floyd say anything yet. But there was a comment, there was a question that was posed to 50 about Floyd Mayweather's fiance. Because apparently rumor that 50 and his fiance, which 50 said, nah, ain't nothing going on with me and his fiance. But there was some talk of a hoe where, fam is like, are you calling Floyd Mayweather's girl a hoe? And he's like, nah, I'm just saying that women like. So I'm just kind of like, yo, how is this conversation even going in this way? You know what I'm saying?
So, and like you said, he's getting to the point where he's, well, we knew he didn't care, but it's to the point where now we're like, do you care at all? No,
yeah,
regarding,
like,
I mean.
Do you care about anything? You know what I'm saying? So I'm interested in seeing Floyd Mayweather's comments. Hopefully that, you know, something comes soon and, you know, it's not anything, you know, big between them two, but it's a little craziness. Another story that I wanted to, you know, talk about, and anybody could call in and get their opinion on this story. This is a kind of a crazy story to me. Chief Keef, we've been talking about Chief Keef because of his popularity these days. And, you know, when I always tell people about, you know, Chief Keef, and, you know, if you go look at his videos, you can see the history of Chicago, his Chicago gang, you know what I'm saying, his homeboys and where all his videos came from and pretty much who this guy is. Well, there was a rival rapper named JoJo, Little JoJo. He was 16. Like, these guys are young. You know what I'm saying? 16 years old, and, you know, but the gangbang culture is so real in Chicago. So this guy was videotaping himself, chasing some of Chief Keef's boys in cars through lights and shit, or running by their block, talking shit. Long story short, he got killed. And he got killed right after all of these stunts. And after he got killed, Chief went to Twitter and was laughing. Like,
what?
And he was basically like, ha ha ha, that little nigga, you know, what's funny is he always wanted to be like us, laughing at him. And Chief Keef's homeboy, who the dude was actually chasing on camera and shit and putting it on YouTube, you know, he tweeted like, you know, woke up and hearing little JoJo's dead, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
Like, yo, fuck this dude. You know, and Chief Keef also tweeted, ha ha ha, that's rich nigga shit. Like, kind of like almost indicting himself, like
yeah.
he paid for that to go down.
Yeah.
So, I guess police are actually investigating this shit. Now, this little guy's funeral is on video now. And when you look at the funeral, you see how crazy it is out there with the young kids and the gang culture, because if violence almost erupted at the funeral, there's heavy police presence, undercover, all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? So when this is going on, Lupe actually had made some comments about Chief, because people may know Lupe as a conscious rapper because he does spit a lot of positivity, and but Lupe is from the hood in Chicago, like
yes,
one
he
of
is.
Fun, so, and he's seen it all, so, but he's just one of those guys that will subscribe to that type of lifestyle. So he tried to reach out, you know, you know what I'm saying? But it came in a way like Chief is like, why does nigga keep saying my name? When I'm a smack. You know what I'm saying? So, that
now,
was
run that by me again. What was that? He said, who said he was going to get? He said someone.
He said he was smack Lupe Fiasco.
Wow.
Because he keeps saying that, it's, you know, he's scared of the culture that Chief represents. So, Chief said he was going to slap him. Somebody must have gotten in Chief Keef's ear, because right after that, Chief Keef said, my Twitter got hacked. That wasn't me. Now, you know, when I'm reading all of this stuff and looking at all of this stuff, I'm basically saying, Chief, if anybody's listening that's down with the homie, you know what I'm saying? His story can be his story. That's all good. You're just getting started, fam. Somebody, please, older, let's not let the feds be investigating this young man already.
That's what I'm saying. He just got on the scene.
Rap. He just came on the scene. We want to see the young man shine, get his money, feed his family, leave somebody in that's an adult around the home. Even if you got something to do with what's going on in the hood, and you putting it down like that, don't tell them not to hit Twitters and the and the stuff like that with that, because that will stop the young man's career faster than it could start. I don't want to see that, because he's worked hard to get where he is, so let's see where he goes. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that out there, man. I would hate to see the young man get locked up or something crazy happen, all because, you know... You know what I mean. Being on Twitter,
getting on Twitter,
breakfast with it. You know, you got to be careful about that shit.
It's just been too. It hasn't been good. You know, Twitter, the social networks, all of these, the new wave of media that we have going on. Social network media is amazing, but when you do it like that, there's just been too many close calls with it, if you will. With these niggas on here with the Twitters, and it wasn't me, I was hacked, and all of that. I mean, niggas is not riding with that anymore. At first it was okay, it was like, dang, you got hacked, you know, but it's not an easy get out anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People screenshot, people have so many ways of trying to, there are people literally sitting there dissecting if it was some web, some phone. You know, I remember that time when you were giving us the Twitter story about, was it Mobb Deep, and people really dissected that thing. So, like you said, I just hope that he stays out of that whole drama, because they are going to be investigating. Like you said, they already are. So, it's just
right. Yeah, you know that. No, they said, the story said that they are looking into him, and you know, it's sad, man. You know,
yeah, it is. All
so young.
Twitter.
Even if you have running, I'm not talking him as a person having run-ins with the law. I know niggas 12, 13 years old, you know what I'm saying, has got problems with the law. I'm talking about his rap career. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shouldn't be the thing that's getting him investigated by the police already. You feel what I'm saying?
Where are the publicists at? I mean, this is, are they not, what's going on? Are they not paying attention? Are they not listening to them, what they tell them? You have a PR for a reason, so I'm just not understanding how all this goes down anymore. That's just me. I don't know.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. Like, somebody got to be like, let's let him make this music and let's keep him out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you know he's prone to get in trouble.
Right. In which they do when they find him on. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if you want him to feed people around him, he got to keep going. He got to stay around. He got to make the most of his opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw the story is very real. It has a lot of layers that we can really talk about all night. Like even Derrick Rose was receiving an award, broke down. Was it an award or something was being revealed from Derrick Rose out in Chicago? And, you know, he reps that city. He's Chicago Bulls.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
He started crying, like, because the killings of young kids out
mm-hmm.
there right now is rampant.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's crazy. So there's a lot of these ties to, the whole movement out there. Hopefully these young kids understand, man, that if you're out there shooting and killing, it let it be for something, man.
Mm-hmm.
The shit that I'm hearing and looking at just looked like it's a whole bunch of
it's
chaos. Petty.
Right.
But nothing.
Right. And that's one of the worst things. I even was just talking to somebody last night, this guy, and I was like, you know what? I understand that you miss the streets and the money and things like that, but you have to think about, it's time to start thinking about what comes with those and not the good things, because there's a lot more bad than there is good with it. And also, again, not condoning, but if you are going to do it, let it have been a reason. Let it be to the point where you literally have no other options, that you've exhausted all means and resources that you would even have to go back to that lifestyle of as far as illegal activities to get money. You see what I'm saying? Just let it have be the very last resort, because it's not worth it. I mean, it really isn't. And I was just kind of, preaching to a sense of it, because we've been there, done that, and it's time to do and want more. It's time to progress and get off of that. And it is emotional, and it is trying, and it is disappointing. So hopefully everybody that's listening out there, you take heed and you try to do your best and go down the right path. Do your best, Life is short. Do your very best. And, just try to navigate around all this BS.
Yeah, no, I think, even when you're a gangster in the street, the times that we live in now, no real gangsters would use any of this network shit to get anything across to anybody, because logically, any nigga with some sense knows that if you out there dealing or killing, you want to keep that as quiet as possible.
Yeah, I mean,
so the recklessness of what's going on is kind of fueled by the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm. It
you
is.
See what I'm saying? It's
wanting to be seen.
It's kind of funny that it's hand in hand, but that's what it is. It's kind of like the shit we're seeing. Like, even with niggas that you don't know, even with guys that you don't know that aren't famous, you
mm-hmm.
always reading stories about them shooting a rap video for one of their boys and indicting themselves, and the cops come and sweep their whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why that happened is because one of their niggas raps and they decided to shoot a video talking about every real shit they do in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and now everybody gets arrested. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's like, if you didn't rap, if a nigga didn't rap, you wouldn't be on that camera talking
mm-hmm.
all crazy or making a video. So I hate how it's kind of correlating to, well, let us show the rap fans how real we are, and let's indict ourselves on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell anybody listening some real shit, and you don't gotta believe it, you know, I'm just going to say it because I know it. Real killers and real dealers don't give a fuck about that video you just put on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Only niggas that listen to rap music that want to comment on you being so real or how real you're not, how fake you are. Those are the only kids behind those keyboards that's looking at that shit.
Mm-hmm.
The real dealer is somewhere in the trap house,
mm-hmm,
hooking up or on the block serving it.
Mm-hmm.
The real killer is out there looking for the next nigga to rob and gun down.
Mm-hmm.
So who you getting a reaction from is might be some white kid in Michigan talking crazy to you like, you ain't real, motherfucker. I'm the realest out. And next thing you know, you beefing on YouTube or Twitter with somebody that ain't even your type.
Mm-hmm.
But because you put it out there for people that aren't involved in the shit that you're doing to comment on it. And really and truly, all them niggas you got in the video, think about it, man. What the fuck do they got to lose if police know what they doing?
Mm-hmm.
This shit is crazy. Who you really trying to impress? You trying to impress nigga with the rap skills, or you think, okay, Gucci Mane and Waka and them did it, and, you know, you seen them, and that's how they got on it, that's the formula. Nah, dude. It's a lot of consistency with what goes down with those, what those dudes did. Mm-hmm. Constant rapping, constant studio time.
Mm-hmm.
Shit that you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
They just happen to change their drug selling ways to the music industry. But mm-hmm, even look at their career. Niggas been to jail a few fucking times.
Mm-hmm.
Gucci Mane has been locked up a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I'm saying is, these niggas do their thing, but nobody wants to be locked up. I'm pretty sure if you think Gucci Mane today, he would say, nigga, don't get locked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He wouldn't tell you to indict yourself on video.
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing ever. Somebody tweeted me.
Stop thinking that shit is cool. That shit is the worst.
It really is. Somebody tweeted me a video like 3 weeks ago, and I just kind of went in on the video on a sneak. I was like, well, first of all, I mean, I wasn't really feeling the subject matter. It was just too wanting. I'm in here doing this. I'm in here doing that. I'm in here doing this. Like, first of all, this is not, I don't want to hear about what you're doing, how street you are, how real you are, because I'm not buying it. It just wasn't believable. That's number one. Number two, they were showing the apartment complexes. They were showing the names, the numbers, the street. You're letting them know exactly where you're at, what you're doing, and where they can find you. All of this, you can find me here on this at this time, and then, like, that's literally the lyrics. And then they have the nerve to show the complex with the phone number of the complex. I said, you know what? You probably don't have enough money, but these people can sue you. I'm pretty sure you don't have a permit to be out here filming their complex. Plus, I would never film a place where I reside. You know what I'm saying? I would never film if I'm doing illegal activities where I'm at. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that,
I'm going to,
I mean,
film. I'm just showing the police. I'm showing them where to come pick me up at, come kick my door in right now. At this time on this street, here's the number to the complex in case you get lost. It was just ridiculous. I was like, yo, you guys can't do this. I said, you didn't even have blur it out or anything. You just said straight up, here's where I'm at. This is not good. I said, I don't know what your marketing plan is, but this isn't good.
But,
and he,
you
took
know,
it,
it
and
happened.
He said, thanks, little mama, or something.
But he told you, thanks, little mama.
Yeah, some kind of little sly, like, hi, shoddy, a little mama, something like that, to the, basically like he wasn't trying to hear me. And I'm like, he has no idea what the deal is right now. None. And I hate to say, but I'm very familiar with that area, and I've never heard or seen of them. And that's another thing. So it's kind of like, okay, there's so many X's and strikes against this, I don't know where to begin. But hey, you can't tell everybody. You know, everybody doesn't
care.
Well,
no, you can't. And there's crazy people out there that don't care.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that, and that's cool. Like, what I'm trying to say is, because I know every type of dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking.
No, not at
all. None of that shit that you do in the street. If that's your life, then that's your life. What I'm saying is, why you're thinking that rap music wants that in order to give you a check, then you got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the gangster that gets the check from the rap music, it's because his business and his consistency of music is getting people to say, I always see this guy here, there, everywhere. They got good music. They fucking shot a documentary movie. This nigga's life is real. It's not for the activities.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he made enough noise.
Absolutely.
Doing what he did in order for somebody to say, I will invest in this guy because this guy is doing his thing. People fuck with him. I'm seeing it. It looks authentic. I'm riding with
him. Right. And like you said, authentic.
Climb yesterday.
Right. I don't care about the misdemeanor report or the, you know, I mean, really, all of that just, I mean, we need to just do a show at a later date and kind of go in on that because we can't. We can't really go in like we want to, because I almost got to another level of it, and they're not ready for me to go there yet, so
yeah,
I'm not even going to do it.
It's not, and the beauty of it is, you know, it's just like, understand what you're getting into.
That's exactly what it boils down to.
Just understand what you're getting into. That's
please,
it. You know, if you don't want to be behind a cage, don't do anything that can really get you put behind a cage.
And then if you are, it needs to be worth something. I'm sorry. I hate to. You shouldn't be hustling for some rent. I mean, somebody should be on the deathbed in the hospital. We have to have been kicked out for real and couldn't even go to the food bank to get food. It has to really be a serious situation for you to just up and decide that you want to risk your life, your freedom. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not a game out here these days. It's really not. And you got to get, you know, it's just so accessible. People just,
Onyx, you know what's funny about it? I'm going to say real quick. I don't care what people do at all in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What I do care about, and why I mention this stuff, is because I hate when people start doing it because they think that's what rap music is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what rap fans want to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so before they do their daily climb, they call the cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
Or before... You know what I'm saying? Like that.
No,
that,
I know what you mean.
It's when just, it crosses over like that, it's just kind of like, have a career path in mind for what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If the cameraman is there, all good. Shoot your videos in the hood. Do your joints. Do whatever you want to do. Just know that if you're really actively doing it and police in your area see it, they're going to fucking raid what you got going on. Then they're going to correlate it with rap music.
Yes, they are.
And that sucks.
It does.
Because you're not selling drugs for rap music.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're not. I hope you're not shooting a nigga for rap music.
I don't... Again, I don't even think that Those who get it will get it, and those who don't, don't. But again, let's just be wise in our decisions and anything that we that we're doing.
Right. We gotta grow.
So we do. At one point,
we really
do. We really do.
We gotta grow up.
That's what it is. We have to. We have to. It gets so old, and it's just, you know, I'm done with it. But did you have any more?
We're losing our own path.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Niggas don't own shit.
Yeah.
People are making money off y'all niggas every day. So at least if niggas is making money, if other people are making money off you, don't go to jail while they doing it. At least get some of the money. You know what I'm saying? Just little things that, and we could go off on tangents sometimes from this type of
shit.
Yeah,
because
we have people that's close. We have people
that's
close.
Yeah, we do.
Just like I said, rest in peace to my man. I don't know why my man was meeting who he was meeting
mm-hmm.
at when he got murdered. But the guy he was meeting murdered him.
Mm-hmm.
I can guarantee you that it had nothing to do with his music career.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I just hope people ain't out there getting murked like Slim Duncan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. That was so...
How crazy was that?
That was tragic. I wasn't even... I didn't like it. I did not like that story at all.
I'm done with that time again. I'm done with... You know, I guess it kind of... I guess it kind of was fueled in my head because of the shit that I know just got murdered.
No,
and
it is.
Street shit could happen to anybody any day. But when I read that Chief Keef story, I was just like, wow, did that little young kid just get died because
he
wanted to be a rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Is he dead because he was a rival rapper or a rival gang member?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if he was a rival gang member, why the fuck does it look like he died because he was a rival rapper?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The shit is getting too close.
It is. It's getting too close to home. It really is. Yeah, absolutely.
That whole rapper gang member shit is like, damn, okay, cool, but remember, gang members are some... The real shit goes on in gangs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you die because you're a rival gang member, it shouldn't look like you died because you were a rival rapper.
Mhm. Agreed.
And I'm glad I won't say nothing else about it.
No, I mean, I just, and it's funny, you know what? And everybody that's listening, me and Golden, we actually have discussions like this off air because it's that serious, and it's just it. Again, no, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going there. You done? In fact, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with some more news. Did you have some more things you wanted to cover? A couple of things you found?
Nah. Well, yeah, there's a couple of good things, you know what I'm saying, that I wanted to talk about. Good music. Drop that album. That Cruel Summer.
Okay. Well, let me take a quick break and get the people... Yo, we were talking about Good Music Heavy this week. They have the roster to die for. I'm going to drop this joint for everybody that's listening. Kendrick Lamar, Westside, Right on Time, featuring Young Jeezy. And we'll come back with a little bit more news, and then we will let you guys go for the evening, it looks like. G14 Ready to Cut.
Can I Finch on the beat? Turn the headphones up, Ali. Here we go. I woke up this morning with my dick on hard.
didn't know why till I said fuck all y'all, or fuck this world, or I'ma fuck that girl. Good kid, man, city, watch my day unfurl. I put my life in these sentences. Fucking right, it's either that or life sentences. I'm relatives with Benjamin. I used to give a fuck about my luck when I was innocent. Now what the fuck is up? I'm at your neck like a penalty, nigga. I need that, bitch, I need that. 24 acres in a mule, best believe that. They say he got smoke like where the weed at. And everything you hope, bitch, nigga, weed at. Pockets on Kelly Price, back when it was 95. Buy a strap and then we got it back when it's uncircumcised. Write a rap on how we just react when shoddy hit the spine. Give you dap and then we slide through your hood 3 dozen times. So what's good, I'm looking for a pedicure, pink pussy that pop, preferably the kind that don't speak. Bomb man's head on till she can't blink and her eyes get watery. You gotta pardon me, I'm so damn turnt. Willing in a two-do with two hoes that follow me and you know. Right on time, tell them hoes kudos. East side, right on time. They don't fuck with you though. In my hood, getting to the money. The pedal never broke, came a long way from the ghetto though. But west side, right on time. Only thing for sure, east side, right on time. Gunning through your door.
I woke up this morning like fuck the world. Been hustling since I was 12, man, I've been through hell. Now these motherfuckers is trying to tell me I don't care. Trying to tell y'all motherfuckers, look, y'all wasn't there. Third posted up on the block waiting for mail. For my niggas posted up in the county praying for bail. Could've cost your boy everything, man, it wasn't cheap. Coming from a nigga just don't sleep. Shit for the week out of my Malcolm X brain. Now I count the checks, man. Cause every time I speak, you hear my Malcolm X pain. Now them doors go up on that lamb, they like Judah. Young, you like your bitches with ass, I like you out. First some bitches see me, I'm gone, I'm like Pluto. Plus I keep them choppers insane, they Mars Bruno. Brown bag full of cash, baby, MCM. When they ask me my name, I tell them MCM straight up.
I'm so turnt, winning in the Tudo with two hoes that follow me and you know. West side, right on time, tell them hoes kudos. Side, right on time, they don't fuck with you though. Where my hood getting to the money, the pedal never broke, came a long way from the ghetto though. But west side, right on time, only thing for sure, east side, right on time, gunning through your dough, all praise go to the most high, all faith turn into a drive-by, part ways from the streets at the fucking wood police guarantee, last nigga did that, died. Don't you wanna live where the 8K, go for only 8K, minus 6 racks, minus 1 on top of that, melee, stumpy mouth and druggy mouth, like a date rape, Daytona's building every corner while they say, I'm so turnt, willing in the two, with two hoes that follow me and you know, west side, right on time, tell them hoes kudos, east side, right on time, they don't fuck with you though, where my hood getting to the money, the pedal never broke, came a long way from the ghetto though, but west side, right on time, only thing for sure, east side, right on time, gunning through your dough, all I ever wanted was a dollar bill and hundreds, and my teacher asked my woman when she smiled, I stick my tongue in, plus some cartoons and some cereal, Snoop Doggy on my stereo, some British Knights or LA Gears with glowing lights or Perry Ellis jacket, I would love a swap me full of Chevrolets and candy paint that's wet with Tammy on the bumper, can I hump her, papa tell me, yes, a DBGC concert and a DJ quick song on cassette, 20 years later, I hate her on the fucking bed, I'm so turnt, willing in a two-do with two hoes that follow me and you know, west side, right on time, tell them hoes kudos, east side, right on time, they don't fuck with you though, where my hood getting to the money, the pedal never broke, came a long way from the ghetto though, but west side, right on time, only thing for sure, east side, right on time, gunning through your dough,
Welcome back to the Cut on D14 Radio. Goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. That was Right on Time, Kendrick Lamar featuring Young Jeezy. I'm sorry, West Side Right on Time featuring Young Jeezy. Real quick, got a few more stories we can get into. Golden, I'll pass the mic back to you, homie.
Admiring that Cruel Summer Good Music album, man. That Pusha T, Ghostface, Raekwon, It's some joints on that joint, man. Good music, definitely got some hot music on that joint, man. What you think about that roster? Let me ask you a question real quick, Onyx. MMG,
okay.
MMG, uh-huh. YMCMB, or good music? And
good
why?
Music.
Why?
Good music. I love MMG, the movement that they have going on. And Young Money is a force, an international one as well. But good music for the authenticity, for the variety, the production, the skill, the level of skill and talent is incredible. We've experienced it on a lyrical, also a mainstream take. Like they can do anything. You know what I'm saying? They can give you lyrical, they can give you street, they can give you club, they can give you R&B, they can give you everything. They have a larger variety, I feel. They touch and cross over to different genres. And I think they're just the best at what they do. I mean, of course, you have your couple of, like you said, those top groups, but I really feel like good music is here to stay. And that it will be something I can go back and listen to now, Good Life from Kanye West, and still feel like, you know, some type of way. Whereas I really can't go back now and play Every Day I'm Hustling from Rick Ross. Because it doesn't get me in the zone like Good Life did. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Young Money, they have their good ones, you know, Every Girl. Things like that, that may get me nice and right in the setting and when I'm out chilling with everybody, but it doesn't do anything for me like Common does when I listen to his music at the crib, just with cleaning and, you know, just your everyday chilling activities. So it's just something about good music that is actually good music and you actually feel it and it's timeless almost in a sense and it's on its way to something special, and I think classic. And again, I just like the fact that you have your John Legends, you have a variety, you know. And they,
right.
It doesn't sound the same, even with Kanye producing for so many different people and so many different artists and entertainers. They still have a nice, authentic sound to where even sometimes you may not know if Kanye did the track, but then when you find out he did, you're like, okay, yes, I heard this element in that, and I like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
No, I mean, definitely. I agree with all your points. I really love good music, too, simply from a creativity standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get the same music with them from all the artists on the joint. If people haven't picked up Saha the Prince's Ivy League mixtape, pick that joint up. That joint is dope. Download that joint. Two Chainz, Common, Big Sean, Pusha T. You just got so many forces on that joint, and it shows on the Cruel Summer. That album is crazy. You got Kanye West, which is a genius when it comes to this music shit. I'm always interested in who people like the most and why, and. You know, any of our listeners out there, man, don't be afraid to hear yourself talk on the radio.
Right.
Internet radio, call us. Let us know who you like and why. You know, tell your fleece you bugging. You like good music. I like YMCMB. Da, da. You know, let's talk about it. Onyx, you bugging. You don't fuck with you. Every day I'm hustling. You know, because I be liking to hear people's opinion on shit.
Me
you
too.
Know what I'm saying?
Me too.
And that's what made the world keep going around.
That's
and
right.
with this music shit, you know, we got to keep discussing it so we can keep, you know, anybody that's coming in new is going to be the person to change something. You know what I'm saying? So the reason why you're going to change something is because you saw something that you wanted to be different from. So when you discuss it, like, I don't want my music to sound like this, you know, it's always good discussion because, you know, we all paying attention and, you know, we like to talk about the top dogs in the game. But there's one more news story that I wanted to share And we had these guys on our show. I don't know who listens to The Cut that watches Battle Rap.
Oh, yeah.
RLTV.TV is creating history out there with this Battle Rap stuff. Recently, they just had a battle called Summer Madness about a month ago, probably. And the battles are dropping now.
Mm-hmm.
Got Murder Mook versus Iron Solomon. Oh my God! If you guys haven't seen this battle, go to YouTube. Calico versus Loaded Lux. Go to YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like P. Diddy put up money for this.
Mm-hmm.
When you see how many big dogs are now gravitating toward the URL movement, it's another side of hip hop that's keeping hip hop alive.
Right.
So if there's any artists out there that maybe can't make songs the best, but when they rap their ass off and they could tear somebody a new asshole, you have a lane now.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You have a strong lane. Remember Cannabis? How Cannabis was so nice when he would be the guy on somebody else's song, or he would battle somebody, but when you got his album, you were like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there that are gifted like that.
Right.
And URL TV, shout out to E. Beasley, Smack White, Street
yes.
Star York, all those cats, because they are making it happen. Niggas are getting paid 20,000. Mook got paid 20 grand.
It's serious. I've been seeing people posting them everywhere, and it makes me so proud that these teams, you know, Golden Youth, have that relationship with them. They came by and showed so much love, and it was just amazing. And it makes me so proud to have been a part of that movement, their movement, in a sense, to have known about it before it just really became this mega force that it's about to be. And like you said, everybody that does the freestyle thing, or the battle rap, rather, is definitely has a lane, and it's not just your 106 Friday Freestyle Friday. It's a real deal. So I really, not that, but, you know, this is a whole nother caliber, and you got to really come with it and be ready to battle. So I really, I'm excited about that, and I'm glad to hear that. That P. Diddy was in there throwing his Benjamins.
Yeah, you got P. Diddy was there, Busta Rhymes was there, Q-Tip was there, Cassidy was there.
It's the real deals.
It's the real deal, and it's so good for me to see it because I remember when he called me and said, "We about to start this." So to anybody that's innovative and creative out there listening, you don't have to follow what everybody's doing. He won't mind me telling you, this is my man, you know what I'm saying? But Eric Beasley was vice president A&R, you know, up at, I forgot the fucking label, the subsidiary of Atlantic, where Gucci was and Shorty Lowe and them was, the name is just like my son. That's crazy. Well, it's subsidiary of Atlantic Records, and you know, it had a lot of different artists on it. Like, damn, Pill was on it, Gucci, Shorty Lowe. What the hell? I can't figure out the name.
No,
sorry.
I can't think of it. Was it So Icy?
Say it again.
So Icy. Was that it?
Nah, I'm about to figure it out right now because I can't even. I've been up in the offices so many times. It's just, this is a brain mishap right now because I can't believe that I can't. Asylum.
Okay. Yes.
So when I used to go up there, you know, Bees works projects, and Bees is like, you know what? Every fucking thing sounds the same.
Mm-hmm.
And this shit is getting tiresome. And when he told me that, I'm like, damn, son, you're vice president of A&R up at fucking Asylum. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he's like, we about to start some new shit, man. We got to keep rap alive. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, you never knew that this shit was going to come after it. You know what I'm saying? So to be in that position to where you're working on this project and you just continuously hearing the same type of shit, same type of shit, and you get sparked to do something else from that, this is creating more revenue than that probably ever did. You know what I'm saying?
I know, that's right. So
it's all types of ways out there you can make money in this game. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Be creative, but you have to have it in your heart. And he had it in his heart. Smack White always had it in his heart from Smack DVD days. Everybody knows who Smack is. So once you got it in your heart, use your creativity. There's a lot of ways you could do some things in the game.
Absolutely. No doubt, no doubt. Well, so glad that you came, that you were here this tonight and not too tired to let the people know what it was and share some news stories with us. Only you can do it the best. If I pull the story, we're going to be talking about Blue Ivy Carter and all kind of other stuff that probably isn't, you know, relevant to what our audience is accustomed to hearing. We actually had a PSA real quick, Golden, somebody sent, and this is pretty cool. This is really nice that we received this PSA from a lifer. She said, mention those who send text messages while driving are 23 times more likely to be in a crash, and to take the pledge at itcanwait.com. So I know that I'm always texting driving. I'm going to try to, since that was sent to us and we were asked to announce that, I'm definitely going to try to do less texting and more driving. Now, I don't just, you know, do it big, but, you know, I send a quick one sometimes. So maybe I won't do that as much, or I will try to eliminate that altogether. But very dope. If you guys have any PSAs that you would like us to announce, and truly PSAs, not your album dropping next week, definitely hit us up on at G14 Radio, Twitter at Global 14. Again, this station is via the social network of Jermaine Dupri, global14.com. So go over there, check the site out, create your account, and make sure you're also following us on our Twitter. I'm at Onyx254.
And you could catch me at THAGLUE at the glue. I just want to, you know, thank Onyx, man. She be holding it down, you know. When I was away for vacation, she was like, yo, homie, go have a good time, you know what I'm saying? And it's just always good to have a partner, you know what I'm saying, where you know what I'm saying, holds you down and just welcomes you back. And, you know, she even said, she let me, you know, she knows sometimes I like to rant. She let me rant, you know what I'm saying? Like, she could have been like, yo, you ranting, nigga. Like, but she lets me do my little rant because she know when I got gas on my chest that I want to get that shit off. But I appreciate that, man, because it's a lot of things that I be wanting to say to the audience that's listening that about this industry, because I'm telling you, man, it's a lot of money in this shit. And I think that the powers that be want to steer everybody one way. Mm-hmm. And you can't all get in the same door.
Mm-hmm.
So think outside the box with everything you do. Put 100% and then keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully her and I have this format that's going to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So we can discuss things. Y'all can call up, man. I'm tired of us talking to each other. I want to hear from y'all, too. You know what I'm saying?
I know. When I go back and look at the report, I'm like, all these people listen? It's crazy. You guys
and
can call
say
in.
Nothing.
And not nothing.
I'm calling y'all out right now, yo.
If you guys, I know. And you know what? I told them last week, you guys need to just go ahead and save this number. It's 760-913-4119. Again, it's 760-913-4119. 4119. You know, just go ahead and save it. Lock it in your phones. Lock it in your notes on the iPhone, however you want to do it. Get ready to call it every Wednesday evening so that you can join Golden and I in on these conversations, on these topics, or to request a song, or to, you know, anything. We love to hear the feedback and comments, and we've been getting a lot of it, but we want to hear it live from you guys. So hit us up. Like he said,
yeah, word up, hit us up, man. I'm calling our listeners out, man. Stop being scared. We want to talk. We want to engage. I don't care if you made up a new dance in your crib. But call us and tell us about it, and then
I
put
know.
It on YouTube, and we'll tell other people about it. That's how shit grow.
That's right. Birthday shout outs, and all of that. Just like homie tonight, he wanted to get his shout out. That was pretty dope. And these PSAs, these are dope. The show is growing, and we can't wait. And we look forward to great things ahead. We do have a contest that we're going to announce next week. So hopefully you artists, if you have your game 10 ready, definitely be listening next week on Wednesday evening, 5 p.m. Again, Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, because we are going to announce a very special contest, and we want you all to be a part of it. Anything else that you can think of that we haven't shared with you today?
Nah, not really, man. after this, you know, I'm going to end up calling you tomorrow and just telling you all about the island.
I know. I've been...
And how we got to go out there and expand. But I'm done, man. I'm about to go catch Big Brother, man. One of my guilty pleasures, man. It's Big Brother. And chill out.
I miss my show. I really enjoy Cold Case. I always tell everybody, if you ever wanted to get on something for Christmas, it's the DVD Cold Case set. That's what I'm into. I love Cold Case. I want all the episodes and seasons so I could just sit back and watch them. So I love that show. But thank you so much, everybody that tuned in tonight to The Cut, and we will be back with you next Wednesday. Again, find us global14.com at G14 Radio at Global14 at ONYX254. Golden, your handles.
At the glue, THAGLUE, that's Twitter. Instagram, the Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece. And on Global 14, Golden Fleece. And join Global 14, man. I'm telling you right now, that boy Jermaine Dupri got some shit going on. He was in a mansion full of hackers in California working on some next social shit. It's a lot of things you can learn about this social network. This man's trying to take some next route. And I'm seeing this shit. I never knew that mansion existed in California with these young dudes that are sitting there with it. Did you see that picture you posted up there?
I did, and I saw a couple of other people posting pictures that were with him.
I was like, what is this? These guys got fucking writings on their walls of plans to just change the world. So you always learn shit on Global 14, man. Holler at us on here, too.
No doubt. Alrighty, so check us out next Wednesday night. Every Wednesday goes down with The Cut, myself and Golden, and we are out.
One love.
Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Get money, go and get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm signing on the button like it's nuts. Why I hunt?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's a name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta woke plus gas high. In the world wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking that problem.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nut. That's why I'm a will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nut. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nothing, that's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nothing, why
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.